What's going on, everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again to open the garage doors for another edition of 3 Wide with EG3. That is me, myself, and I, Eddie Gritter, third host of 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Camry World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight is your stage break edition of the podcast, and we got a short one for you guys here tonight, July 26th, on this Thursday night. We are getting closer to race weekend between Iowa and Pocono, the Xfinity Series standalone race at Iowa this weekend, and the Trucks and Cup do battle at the Tricky Triangle Big D. Let's get on right down to business. And a lot more throwback paint schemes have been added our way here. Two more drivers unveiled their paint schemes this week on Tuesday. Bubba Wallace and Richard Petty Motorsports did their announcement at the NASCAR Hall of Fame as well. And Bubba, this will be his first start at Darlington in a few weeks on Labor Day weekend, of course. Throwback weekend at Darlington, one of my favorite. It's become one of my favorite weekends in all of NASCAR. And they revealed the 1967 STP paint scheme. It's kind of what I've heard in one of the podcasts earlier today. The STP first, when they first sponsored Richard Petty, they'll be doing that paint scheme at Darlington. And then also news surrounding Bubba Wallace itself that I saw yesterday afternoon at some point, that Richard Petty Motorsports is going to be sticking with Bubba Wallace here next season, and that is good news to hear. Obviously, you know, it's Bubba's first full-time season in the Cup Series, and he's done some good things here this year, and I really wish, you know, even with, you know, the alliance with RCR and all that, wish they have more to show for as long as speed-wise is concerned. Obviously, it's been well-documented, I don't know how many times on the podcast, about, you know, the new Camaros, and they're not running well and whatnot. You know, RPM joined. This is their first year within the alliance of RCR. And, of course, along with that standalone win, the Daytona 500 with Austin Dillon, they have not really done that much. Well, until last week, really, when Ryan Newman, put himself in the top 10, ran pretty competitively for most of the afternoon over there in New Hampshire. So it'll be interesting to see, and I'll be paying close attention to Bubba's performance here. We're going to these tracks for the second time, like a Pocono this weekend, Michigan, and kind of interested to see what he does at Watkins Glen, because he was out to lunch a little bit. Well, I shouldn't say a little bit, that's the wrong one. He was way out of right field at Sonoma, having all kind of issues there on that front. But good news coming out of Richard Petty Motorsports unveiling the 67, first time when STP and Richard Petty were partnering up together with the sponsors plus driver with that combination. Of course, yesterday, Kyle Busch and Joe Gibbs Racing unveiled their throwback paint scheme for the Fame Throwback Weekend at Darlington. He will honor Ernie Irvin's 1998 Skittles paint scheme, as he will be looking to notch his second Southern 500 victory when the series goes there in a few weeks. And man, it is coming ever so closely. Man, I cannot wait for this weekend. And obviously, our podcast friends and a dear friend of another podcast will be hanging out at Darlington when that comes around. That is going to be interesting, Big T, as we as we get closer to that weekend. That's really good interesting to see that paint scheme when I saw that the first time looking at it before just hopping on to do this stage break episode. But yes, Bush will honor Ernie Irvin and Kyle Busch, of course, one of the big three obviously this year. Kyle Busch coming seven laps close to getting win number six, but the bump and run by Harvick denies that. But turning our attention back to the unveiling of this paint scheme, Busch quoted on NASCAR.com yesterday, it is a really, really awesome opportunity to finally get to Darlington with a throwback scheme with M&Ms, especially Skittles, this year. And we got Ernie Irvin 1990 season throwback. And then he continued, quote, I am really excited about that and having Ernie and being a part of that and having him come in and do some stuff with us behind the scenes. It's been awesome. Really looking forward to getting to the racetrack, end quote. Yes, and then a little stat on Ernie Irvin, who's kind of resurfaced here as of lately. Ernie Irvin, in that paint scheme back in 1998, finished 36th. Not to try and rain on Kyle Busch's parade or anything like that, but you know, Ernie Irvin's had a successful career with that. Excuse me, as well. So definitely, we're seeing more and more paint schemes, throwback paint schemes being unveiled here as we're getting really, really close to one of the more fan favorite, I think, in my opinion, fan favorite races to go to. That is Darlington Raceway. And I've been thinking about Big D, and I haven't mentioned you to this, but I'm just going to mention it now on air. Thank you. And before I do that, thank you for tuning into this special short edition of the Stage Break, weekly Stage Break on 3 Wide with yours truly, E.G. Greenhouse, with you guys tonight. And before I dive into what I'm going to say to you guys, make sure you check out the interview I did with Mr. Zach. And yes, I'm still not going to say his last name, but Mr. Zach from the Pocono Record was on with us last night. And I left that interview last night thinking, holy cow, that was one damn good interview. And it's been over a year since I had somebody on this podcast. Usually I do not have anybody on this podcast, but that right there last night, that was, we had a great conversation last night, and we could pretty much, well, we covered some that I wrote down on my list here, but we didn't even talk about half the things that I want to talk about. So that shows that it was a pretty damn good conversation. But you want to check that out, definitely, for sure. I definitely encourage you. It was posted this morning. Check that episode out. Zach S., we're going to leave it, from the Pocono Record. He gets us set for the Pocono weekend. And we also talked about some other big little topics around the racing world as well. Definitely check that out, along with the post-race reaction episode this week as well, getting you set for a really great weekend of racing. And we know we're going to get hopefully a good race out of the Iowa race in the Xfinity Series. No telling what's going to happen with the trucks and the cup this weekend. The last time we were at Pocono, we saw the plate package that failed miserably in the Xfinity Series. Basically, that was like the same thing that we've seen in the normal package, all spread out, maybe for glitches here and there. But the most, really what I got of that, the favorite part of that race was seeing 2x2 and mere inches of each other in stage two. But other than that, we saw a dull of a race there. So definitely, we'll see what happens. Turning the clock back after we just were there pretty much six or seven weeks ago. So definitely the tide has turned. And it'll be interesting to see who can come out of these clouds here and step up to the plate. And one of the guys that I'm going to be paying attention to is hometown boy from Georgia. I'm from Georgia, so we're going to call him the hometown boy, hometown man, Chase Elliott. In the 9, he was with Letart Jr. for Wednesdale's, Burton and those guys yesterday, and I listened to that on the road during work. And one of the phrases that I caught Chase Elliott was saying a lot was trust the process. Yes, you know, we don't need to talk about more or getting into Camaros and whatnot, what they have done, but Hendrick Motorsports this year, Stuart Haas Racing is the version of Hendrick Motorsports in the past. We've seen Hendrick Motorsports compete, obviously, for championships and race wins, and it's the total opposite that we're not accustomed to seeing from this group, obviously, with the whole nose change. I mean, they still drive Chevys, obviously, but with the whole nose change, the Camaros, all this ooh and all, and oh, holy smokes, they're going to come out with gangbusters, but it's probably taken them too long as they wanted to, trying to figure out this Camaro. And we got six races to go, and probably the most encouraging thing, and Jeff Burton repeated this in the race broadcast last week when they were at New Hampshire, you know, the Chevys desperately need something to happen. And not only that, they need to start showing more consistency from this group. Obviously, Kyle Larson was, or really has been, the top dog in the Chevy camp. But last week, Kyle Larson, he wasn't there. He was not there. He was struggling with the handle of that race car. Especially, I thought, coming into that weekend, he showed some speed on last Friday. Kyle Larson did, but he was nowhere to be found in that race. It was Chase Elliott and Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson, Jack and ass, played a little strategy to get Jimmy Johnson into that top 10. It paid off in stage punch for those guys. And him and Chase Elliott, they did a fantastic job last week on capitalizing on that. And we got to see more consistency from that. I'm not ready to, hey, I'm not saying, oh damn, Hendrick's back and all that other stuff. But Hendrick, they got to show more consistency. I mean, we have seen the Hendrick, quote-unquote Hendrick situation with Stuart Haas, all four cars running pretty damn well right now. And Eric Almirola has been too close of getting finally breaking that long winless drought, but his pit crew can't get the job done. And Kurt Busch showing life here over the last few weeks as well. Kurt Busch is a past winner at Pocono. Chase has won well at the Tricky Triangle as well. Jimmy Johnson is a past winner at that racetrack as well. So, and Chase Elliott won his first stage of this season. Who would have thought this deep into the season, Chase Elliott will have one playoff point, or really one stage win, or really no wins at all. Well, he still doesn't have that first elusive cup win yet. Will it come this weekend? We'll have to find out and see after 160 laps. But definitely, you know, we've seen the ups and downs of this organization, and really, that really actually goes really to the whole Chevy camp, including Larson. Yes, Kyle's been the top dog, but we didn't see Kyle Larson run up front with the likes of Harvick, Kyle Busch, Truex last week, or even Chase Elliott or Eric Almirola. Those Fords were absolutely fast. But this week, this is going to really tell a story here. And, you know, especially after last year, I really thought Chase Elliott would have a win by now. Maybe even two wins. But the new nose and everything else has kind of set them back, and they've built it on their Hendrick Motorsports campus. I'm going to call it campus. Yeah, I said it. And everything else like that. But you got to start wondering now. Six races left, and you got to hit your... Eric Almirola said they're starting to hit their stride at the right time. Well, the right time is getting close to the playoffs. And Chase Elliott, they hit their stride last year in the playoffs, and I really thought it was going to carry into this year. But apparently their struggles, obviously, we well chronicled all the way to this point in the podcast. He led 23 laps, winning stage two, passing Truex in green flag conditions, no less, which is something, tells you something right there. But here in this instance, you know, the Hendrick cars, you know, Byron's outside the top 16. Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman are right around the cut line, 48 and the 9, padded on to their cushion, while Alex Bowman is still, you know, within a race cushion from that spot. So definitely, Big D. We're gonna be paying attention to this a lot as we move along, and this is huge. And you know, they've been up and down. You know, they lead laps 1 week, and the next they're nowhere to be found. So that's gonna be critical for these guys to build on their success, and that's gonna be the question here. Can they find the momentum? Can they find rhythm going on, going through the next six races? And we'll see what happens. And the Cup guys will not, I don't think, are not, I believe from the interview from yesterday, that we talked with Zach yesterday, that he said there was going to be no Cup activity tomorrow with the Cup guys. Will be off. Of course, they got Pocono Van Fest for tomorrow, so be interesting to see what happens in the course. Qualifying will be after the truck race, so they really changed things up there on that end. So we'll see what happens, man, this weekend with that whole Hendrick group here as they try to continue to build on some kind of foundation here before you know it, the playoffs will be upon us. You're listening to 3Y with EG3, Eddie Gritter, third here with the guys tonight. Here on this weekly stage break, and I want to talk about two things before we wrap up here this shortened stage break here tonight with you guys tonight. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We're going off the track now to talk a little bit of football, and when I'm talking football, we're going to talk NFL. Well, tonight mainly towards my team and the Falcons. NFL, the training camp's about to start for all the teams, and you know, one of the podcasts I was mentioning, and they probably didn't know this now, but, you know, the Julio holdout is a wrap. He finally showed up on the Fowler Branch grounds out there, where Atlanta Falcons do their training camp out there. So really, so now finally, I can say I'm officially pumped up for football season after that whole episode there with holding out because he wants a new deal. Well, not necessarily a new deal, but a restructure of his contract deal. So that was great to see. I haven't seen all the videos yet, but eventually I will. But him going on campus along with the rest of the team. And yep, football is back. And here, I believe, next weekend, there's supposed to be a football game going on. The Hall of Fame, I believe, next week, I think. Big D, yeah, he says we got to double check that. But I think the Hall of Fame game is next week. So football is about to rev up its engines there. So definitely getting excited for that as well. Obviously, college football around the corner as well. So teams will be reporting to get ready for the fall season in the college side of things as well. And then lastly but not least, I wanted to save this for last, Big D. And Big D, you texted me in the middle during my lunch about this. And I also read about this little feud here on the hard floor. CJ McCollum, the Portland Trail Blazers, calling out Kevin Durant after the two of them talked, on CJ McCollum's podcast, apparently calling him to be soft because KD went to the Royal Warriors instead of hanging out with Westbrook in Oklahoma City Thunder. Now that little issue about this is not because of CJ McCollum calling, you know, KD and all that other stuff, but why would you bring on somebody if you have a little beef with somebody? I mean, that's kind of a little bit of common sense, if you ask me. I don't know what CJ's idea was, what he was trying to do, what his idea was, you know, talk to Kevin and then talk, you know, blank about him. I don't know what his game plan was about that, but it certainly kind of, you know, backfired against him now a little bit. You know, CJ and didn't take too kindly about Kevin's, you know, transfer to the Golden State Warriors and whatnot, and he was all obviously pissed that Boogie Cousins going over sign a 1 year deal with Golden State, and you know, life just ain't fair, you know. So, and then CJ, Kevin, you know, jibber jabbing on Twitter. This is the problem with Twitter and everything else, and obviously, and really goes, and I see on Facebook too, at some point too, that, you know, everybody can sit behind a phone and a laptop or whatnot, and talk smack to you or whatnot, but what has happened, and speaking of throwback, what has happened in the face-to-face aspect of things? We can't talk to anybody anymore. We got to sit behind a stupid computer and and hash out our differences, and that's kind of what Ricky was waiting on, is that face-to-face Kyle Busch was waiting on a call from Ricky Stenhouse, didn't get it, and then we know what happened between those two before the Kentucky race. So, CJ, I don't know what the deal is with that, and yes, everybody has their opinions and whatnot, but here's my opinion. You know, if you don't like a guy, you know, why are you inviting him on to the podcast anyways? I mean, if you have a if you're still pissed off because, I mean, he's not even your teammate, and you're still mad, and it's a year late or 2 years late. We're 2 years later into KD's journey with the kick, with the Golden State Warriors. Yes, I'm not the biggest NBA fan, whatnot. Don't get me wrong. I'm not big in the NBA and all the other stuff like my man across the glasses. But but that was not smart, first of all. And then to either call him out after the fact, you had him on your podcast and whatnot. That, I mean, that's kind of a little, I don't know how the best way to put it, but that was really not a smart move on McCollum's part. And yes, all important players, they could be mad at me and whatnot. They're probably not going to listen to this pod. All the important Trailblazers fans, they're not going to listen to this podcast anyway. But from CJ's part, you got to be smarter than that. If you don't like God, why just don't invite him at all? That's kind of the 180 of Dale Jr. and Kyle Busch. They resolve their differences. That great episode on Dale Jr. Download, you know, they hashed out their differences, and they're able to talk things out, and now they're good buddies and whatnot. Apparently, you can't say the same thing about CJ McCollum and Kevin Durant. Apparently, CJ is still a little ticked off at Kevin for moving over there, and I guess he's also pissed off that the Blazers were swept by the Warriors. On top of that, in this past year's playoffs. So not a smart idea on CJ's part. I don't know what he was trying to gain on that situation, but bring old crap up, and that's what I saw in the lunch break. Mostly was all about that and him, them jibber jabbling back and forth and whatnot on Twitter. But I'm gonna leave that where that's at. So interesting on that end. And we'll just have to see what happens there on that front as the NBA is in their off-season, doing their off-season deal right there. So that's what I wanted to say about that. I wanted to hold that off until the last part of tonight's States Break. Nothing about racing. It's just a lot of jibber-jabber after the fact that you invited somebody that you still have little hate for a move that, you know, Kevin's decision. So, you know, everybody has their opinions. Hey, it's whatever. But it's whatever is we're going to Pocono here this weekend. And Kyle Busch had his say after the fact. Kevin Harvick moved them out of the way. And I quoted it yesterday in an interview, and I quoted it in a post-race reaction. It's right there for you guys. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this moving forward. And like Kyle Petty said this week in one of the episodes of NASCAR America, it's just only going to ratchet up. Jeff Burton said it as well. It's only going to ratchet up more and more. It's going to intensify even more and more. And it's going to be interesting. We're going to have something like a Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin here as we move deeper and deeper in the season. Time will only tell you, gentlemen. We're going to find out here shortly, soon enough. Well, folks, I finally worked on the Facebook page here, and we'll have confirmation here if we can finally get that changed. Finally put in the quest. I finally figured it out, folks. So as soon as we get the approval, We'll get half that information for you guys right here on 3Wide. But I'll give you, you can follow me on Twitter at 3Wide underscore Fast Eddie. Again, follow me at 3Wide underscore Fast Eddie. And of course, you can listen to this podcast on Podcast Central, the usual Audio Boom, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcast. Add 3Wide with EG3 to your weekly edition of podcast. And as usual, Big D's right on cue. Spread the word, tell your friends about the show, and of course, join the movement on 3Wide with EG3 with that. So, and we have our 3Wide moment, but I'm going to save that until we analyze the field for the second race, cup race for Pocono. So I did not mention that in the post race this week, so I have that lined up, and I'll move that to the itinerary of this weekend before the cup guys take center stage at Tricky Triangle, folks. So, but for now, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for the stage break edition of the podcast. We talked a little bit of racing, folks, and we talked about other stuff, other sports as well, as NFL has training camps almost underway, and the NBA has beef once again, one of its bigger stars, Kevin Durant, and CJ McCollum going after it on a podcast and on your Twitter near you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it. Thank you for tuning in to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. And like I said just a minute ago, the next time we'll be on here, we'll be getting you set for the Gander Outdoors 400. And by then, truck race in the Xfinity Series will have wrapped up. Of course, don't forget about the Xfinity Series. Like I've been saying, they will take place in Iowa. We'll find out what will go down over there in the Cornfield State here this weekend as well. There's no cup activity for the cup guys, but there's going to be activity for the Xfinity Series, I believe, in Iowa, and I believe the ARCA Series as well will take center stage on Saturday as well. So a lot of racing to go around, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure you listen to this episode along with a very good conversation with Mr. Zach from Pocono Record from yesterday. Definitely checked it out. Stage break will be uploaded tomorrow morning. So get your 3Wide NASCAR fix on, Big D. Hey man, it's time to wrap this thing up. Close the garage on this edition of, and we will talk to you next time on 3Wide with EG3. Right now, we out. Have a good night, everybody.